This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today, and I have a crew of writers here in the studio today. We have Karina Cook, Dawn Reardon, Ishmael Hope, and Jeremy Pataki. It's under the umbrella of 49 writers to talk about an event that starts momentarily over at the APK here at 4:30. Jeremy, let's start with you. Could you just sort of frame what we're up, what we're looking at this evening?
Sure. So tonight's event kicks off the 2019 Juno Big Read event in collaboration with Juno Public Libraries and the SLAM. And so at 4:30, we'll have a reception with authors Ishmael Hope and Dawn Reardon. And then at 6, they'll be part of a panel discussion moderated by Karina Cook, looking at their own work and its relation to the work of the Big Read title.
Okay. Karina, how do you where do you see this conversation going this evening?
We're going to talk a certain amount about the text and a certain amount about these two authors' own works. I'm going to ask them to fill in some thinking that the text brought up for me, but that I think the text itself sometimes touches on and then doesn't really fill out in the book. So that's where these two come in.
And that's the book In the Heart of the Sea, is that right?
By Nathaniel Philbrick.
Okay. Dawn, can you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your writing?
Yeah, a little about my writing. So I grew up out in the tundra of southwest Alaska, Bethel area, teach at UAA now, and dabble in a little bit of fiction, nonfiction, occasional poetry.
All right. And Ishmael Hope Kagwask, would you please introduce yourself?
I just enjoy working with you, Scott. We had an adventure making Tanaz copper shields that were then, one of them that I made was put overboard by the Bob Sam of the NAD. And then one of them that you made was given, you know, out to our opposites. And we made a film together called Lineage, Tlingit Art Across Generations. And I hope that we can make some kind of crazy, wild indie film here in Juneau. And if there's people who want to do funding, we're just barely scraping by. I know a lot of folks know me, but really I'm just trying to make a living. And I have 5 kids, and that's the life of doing this kind of stuff. You really just scrape by.
Come buy some of his books tonight.
And so I'm a poet, and earlier I've been doing a playwright, but it's hard to get a play produced. You know, you have to get people who, you know, really, really, really support you and love you if they want to do one of your plays. And that rarely, rarely ever happens to me. So just trying to make a living, just trying to do things as a writer. And I come from this community, you know. I come from Junoites, and I also come from, you know, this Native community that's still really strong and vital.
And tonight, are you going to be, you're a multidisciplinary artist. Are you going to share some of your poetry, do you think?
Yeah. There's in the format that we have here, we'll have an opportunity to share, you know, maybe one or two poems, you know.
All right. And Dawn, what do you hope to share with listeners this evening?
I'm going to read a whole novel in 2 minutes. I'm going to share some poetry, too. Just the format lends to poetry, I think.
Do you have a selection you can share with us right now?
Yeah, sure. I'll share something. So this is a poem that I based off of. It's a really short one based off a photo from the Alaska Digital Archives of 3 guys standing with an Alaskan creature. It's called Unbridled Progress. Stand in shined shoes, derby hats, in black, unbridled progress. Ties and scarves wrapped tight around your throat, as the noose on the moose and your reins on this land, the creatures and her people. That's Unbridled Progress.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us. Ishmael, were you able to bring a selection of your work?
Yeah, I got one of my books here from it's my latest book, because the other one, you know, there's not a long print run that you do. So I sold out of the other one, which is fantastic. You know, poetry bestseller. And I'm almost selling out of this one, Rock Piles Along the Eddy. It was produced by my namesake, Ishmael Reed. And if you want me to share one, there's
Please
one
do.
Called To Joffrey Allen Argent, Translator of Racine. And I, you know, it's kind of harkens back to this book, The Heart of the Sea. I'm into it, even though it's got a lot of colonial baggage to it. I'm into the book. I like a good adventure story. We tell a lot of adventure stories in you know, my heritages. And this one harkens back to that era. Jean Racine, who is a French dramatist, and to me, rivals Shakespeare. And Joffrey Allen Argent is an excellent, brilliant translator of Racine. And so I kind of like hidden, unrecognized masterpieces, masterworks. My good friend, I am hoping like you for a Racine resurgence, but so far my enthusiasm hasn't blossomed into any productions, nor has anyone read your work on my recommendation. Now, as much as ever, dance atop the story's threshold pricks nerves, out of place like method actors forever lost in the role, magnesium fire bulleting across the stage. I sit on a rock by the San Juan River reading your translations. Has anyone loved like Monoma? Has anyone sacrificed like Iphigenia? Was anyone ever so ashamed as Phaedra? The best water flows in the cool eddy. Monumental scenes flitter in the dark. If only this all could be written down, I think before drifting off. But it is in Racine's stuffy courts, the spirits banging their heads against the sturdy Alexandrine.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. Karina, you have a PhD in English and creative writing. As you listen to these gentlemen's works, what are things that come to mind?
Other than awesome. Just kidding.
Awesome is absolutely what comes to my mind. The second thing that I think about is the way in which these the form here interacts with the big read that we'll be talking about. We're looking at a piece of narrative nonfiction together, and the fact that both of these writers are placing poetics alongside that historic narrative is pretty fascinating to me.
All right. Thank you. And Jeremy Pataki, Executive Director of 49 Writers and writer yourself, can you give us the details again tonight?
Yeah. So tonight there will be a reception starting at 4:30, sponsored by the Friends of the Slam. And then at 6 o'clock, the Cross Currents event with these three will begin.
And is there a cost to attend?
It's free to attend.
All right. And it's over at the Andrew P. Kacheverov State Library Archives and Museum. All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming on the show today. Gunesh Cheesh. Thank you guys for sharing your work with us. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
I just think I admire colleagues right here who are putting together an Alaska literary community. I think it's noteworthy that we're youngish, you know, that includes you too, Scott, who's MFA with the UAA Low Residency Program, where I teach now. It's just extremely important that we support each other collectively, economically. We give each other opportunities. We speak each other about each other's works and build something together.
Ganesh Cheesh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right on.